Her mother should have told her more. We should have told her more. This is how it's always been done. Things change, he said as he watched her restless sleeping. At least this time she's alone. No active, distracting gymnastics well into the night hours. Your observations of her are disturbing. Mind your counsel. I don't need it. Mind your aggressions, Avatar. She may think you a god, but we of the amulet, no different. I'm nothing but the Avatar of the amulet. Of this, I've never forgotten. Her mother should have told her more. So much on her shoulders. So much that needs to be done. And yet, no way for her to begin. We have started the glow. We have done our part. As Avatar to the Amulet, you can do more. If he had eyes, they would stare lost into space. If he had legs in a room, he would pace. The amulet had started to glow. How would he tell her? Karen had to be told. But how? Her mother should have told her more. This was no job for the Avatar of the amulet. Oumuamua has come and gone. Karen must prepare for his brother. Summon the quorum. We need to decide my next step. At that moment, Karen bolts up from her restless attempts at sleep. Again, the same dream. Again, the same nightmare. Again, she wonders, what is the glow in the amulet? This is a tease that is intended to be an adrenaline shot to the original author, York Campbell, who has a podcast called Poetic Earthlings. In episode 116, he started a story of Karen and the amulet. This is a tease that's intended to be an adrenaline shot to continue. If you're a visitor and you're curious, go listen to episode 116, Karen and the Amulet, over at Poetic Earthlings.